From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. 263,000 U.S. jobs were cut last month, according to the latest unemployment report. That's far more than the 180,000 jobs that most economists had projected would be lost. The Labor Department says 5.4 million Americans have not worked in 6 months. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial, says there still is reason to think that the worst of the economic downturn may be over.
I actually think we'll start to see some jobs grow, that there'll be job opportunities finally opening up by the first quarter of 2010, and more jobs will be added as we go through next year, but slowly, not as rapidly, unfortunately, as the number of jobs were lost.
Analysts say if the laid-off workers who have settled for part-time work or those who have given up looking were factored in, the jobless rate would be at 17%. There are mixed signals on the health of Britain's economy and whether that country is pulling out of recession. Larry Miller has more from London.
The good news is that British house prices rose for the fifth consecutive month, up 1% in September, and are now at the same level as 12 months ago. The chief economist of the lender Nationwide Building Society says the most intense phase of the recession and financial crisis has probably passed. Yet he cautions the housing market still faces what he described as the considerable headwinds of high unemployment and tight credit. While house prices were rising, manufacturing was falling for the second month in a row, suggesting continued contraction. This took the market by surprise and hit the value of British shares. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Rescuers are using their hands to dig through the ruins of crumbled buildings in the Indonesian city of Padang, where the massive earthquake caused more than 700 deaths this week. From Ubud, Indonesia, Anne Dornfeld has more.
The Indonesian Health Ministry estimates thousands may have died in the quake, but it may take weeks to figure out a final death toll and find victims who are still alive under the rubble. With roads blocked, electricity cut off, and gasoline in short supply, rescue efforts are moving slowly. Villages across the region are still waiting for help of any kind. Rescuers say they don't have anywhere near the number of excavators and drilling machines they need to dig into the fallen buildings, so work is mostly by hand. When they pull bodies from the rubble, though, few are alive. Hundreds of buildings in the West Sumatran provincial capital of Padang were leveled by the magnitude 7.6 quake. Many hospitals were badly damaged, too. For NPR News, I'm Anne Dornfeld in Ubud, Indonesia.
There have been spontaneous celebrations in Rio de Janeiro after word that the city will host the 2016 Olympics. Rio was chosen over Tokyo, Madrid, and Chicago. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 21 points. The Nasdaq fell 9. This is NPR News. A CBS News producer is free on $200,000 bail after pleading not guilty to charges of trying to blackmail late-night talk show host David Letterman. Robert Halderman was arraigned in Manhattan Friday. Prosecutors say Halderman was desperate for cash and devised a scheme to get $2 million from Letterman by threatening to expose embarrassing details of the entertainer's personal life. Halderman is a producer for the true crime show 48 Hours Mystery. CBS says it is cooperating with authorities. Militants in Nigeria are warning China against striking a potentially massive oil deal with the government until there is peace and justice in the volatile oil-producing Niger Delta. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton has more.
The main militant movement warned that China was no better than Nigeria's traditional Western trading partners like Chevron, ExxonMobil and Royal Dutch Shell, who it said pumped crude oil to the detriment of local people and their environment. The movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta told Chinese oil firms they would regret dealing with the Nigerian government, saying they negotiated with the wrong people. The warning came days ahead of Sunday's presidential amnesty deadline for militants to lay down their arms. Since 2006, a violent sabotage campaign by rebels seeking a greater share of Nigeria's oil wealth has cut a quarter of crude oil output. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Again on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 21 points to close at 9,487. The Nasdaq fell 9 points to close at 2,048. The S&P was down 4 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.